The following interview aired on Saturday, May 18th, 2015, as part of CFMS 105.9 The Region's news magazine program, The Feed.
Well, it was a story everyone was talking about this week. A Toronto reporter confronting vulgar fans yelling profanities during her live TV report outside last weekend's Toronto FC game. The footage went viral, and the consequences were harsh. With more on that angle, news director Amber Giro.
A nasty incident involving a group of fans outside of a Toronto FC game last weekend ended up going viral thanks to the help of live TV. There's been a trend of men walking up to female reporters while they're doing live hits and making obscene, vulgar comments into the mic. Well, one Toronto reporter had enough and confronted the men on air. It eventually got back to one of the men's employer. It happened to be Hydro One, and Hydro One quickly sent out a statement saying the individual has been fired. Joining me now is Mr. Ron Minkin of Minkin Employment Lawyers, specializing in employment law. The first thing everyone wants to know, Mr. Minkin, is was this dismissal legal?
Well, Amber, the termination here was as a result of violating the company's code of conduct, and specifically for what is called off-duty conduct. And off-duty conduct means conduct not at work, but outside of the workplace. Now, certain employees, such as those that are high profile, and his public image is associated with the company they work for, such as, let's say, Gomeshi, can be fired for cause, meaning without notice or pay in lieu of notice, if their off-duty conduct is improper. Of course, it depends on what the conduct is. Most employers have a code of conduct that stress respect inside and outside of the workplace. The words spoken in this case were clearly sexual harassment, which is improper. Bill 168 became effective June 15, 2010, and this is directed at harassment and violence in the workplace, which workplace can extend outside of your actual place of work. Now, I understand that the employee was an assistant network manager engineer, so likely he was not high profile nor a public image associated with Hydro One. So therefore, Hydro One may not be able to fire for cause, meaning without notice or pay in lieu of notice. Whether or not Hydro One can fire for cause depends on his previous record and whether he has made similar remarks before, the code of conduct, and any terms of employment. Even if clean record, it is certainly within their powers to fire. Any employer can fire any employee at any time, but the employer must provide notice or pay in lieu of notice if they don't have cause to terminate. Of course, one cannot fire someone if the termination is in breach of the Human Rights Code. So, for example, based on their ethnicity, disability, religious beliefs, or attending religious meetings or religious conventions. Otherwise, you can fire, but you must provide notice, which could be very substantial. Now, whether grounds to terminate or not, offensiveness of the comment and the fact that it went public may make it difficult for an employment relationship to continue. Frankly, continuing the employment relationship may be impossible now. Now, workplace sexual harassment is a big problem these days. If an employee says extremely offensive words outside of the workplace, what are they going to do in the workplace? If this person was your manager, would you still have respect for him and want to report to him? Well, the answer is obvious. Hydro One, if they terminated for cause, may have an uphill battle to prove because in court the onus is on them to establish. And frankly, the law in Canada is quite favorable to employees. We essentially don't know enough facts in the case to determine whether there is cause or not. Certainly, they're able to terminate without cause, still paying a bundle to the employee, but effectively eliminating any risk of future problems that he may cause.
What recourse would he have? I mean, in a case like this, if there weren't past incidents that they could bring in to terminate him with cause, what recourse would he have if they did not offer him something? I mean, as you said, we'll never know what the actual settlement was or if he was packaged out or given something to say, you know, quietly go away. But what recourse would he have if he can establish that there was really no cause or nothing contributing to the cause from his past work history?
Well, the only recourse would really be the civil courts in Ontario. So he could bring on a legal proceeding. And if he was terminated for cause and received nothing, then the proceeding would be for wrongful dismissal, seeking the proper notice that he said he should get. If the termination wasn't for cause, meaning they did give him some notice, it may be that the notice isn't sufficient, and then he could bring a legal proceeding against the company, again, claiming wrongful dismissal in that he wasn't provided with enough notice. So either way, If he did sue, his suit would be for money, for notice, and associated things as well.
Is this the new world we live in? I mean, you know, there was a time before when you felt like anything you did outside of the bricks and mortar of your workplace or outside of your workplace hours was yours to do, and that should not be considered by your employee or your employer, rather. Is this the new world that we're living in where people are being fired or looked over for jobs based on what they're doing outside of the workplace?
Well, likely it is. With the benefit of social media, what we do these days, there is very little privacy associated with that. We look at the Gomeshi case and the actions that he was that were in concern happened in his bedroom. So does the press have a right to know what's going on in one's bedroom? Well, they may very well, indeed, if the person is a public image and what's being done is improper. So with the days now of social media, there is very, very little right to privacy.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Ron Minkin, founder of Minkin Employment Lawyers, experts in employment law right here in York Region.
Now, in the end, four of the fans shamed during the live interview have been banned from all Toronto FC games for 1 year.